We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese Football Friday, Eagles and Jags, and we just dialed up to London. Like, we need to use the telegraph or some type of a device to get over across the Atlantic. And Lane Johnson, Eagles tackle, joins us live from London, where it is now 9:34. What's up, Lano?
Oh, man, it's been a heck of a day. We got done with practice, and I think everybody crashed, so that's kind of where we're at.
So what time?
I forgot. They got there this morning.
They got there this morning. So I had saw Doug talked about sleeping only a couple hours. How much did you sleep before practice from last night?
Probably an hour or two.
On the plane?
Yeah, on the plane. And then whenever, we landed, we just went to regular schedule to kind of get adjusted over here. So Saturday's better for us, even though today is tough. So that was the plan, and that's what happened with most guys.
I can't imagine a guy your size, Lane, because I'm a little dude, and I'm never comfortable on a plane. I can't imagine you'd be very comfortable on a long flight.
Yeah, I mean, it's me, and this guy's bigger than me, so it's a funny process.
Yeah, when you look at this week, Lane, coming off that tough game Sunday, what has the morale been of the team throughout the week in practice, heading over? What's it been like for you guys?
It's actually been pretty high strung. I think we're down right now. We're definitely not out. I think this is a game for two desperate teams that have a lot of ability and showcase it last year, and maybe just a couple plays here and there every game from really being in it. So that's where we're at with Jacksonville, and it'll be a good challenge for us.
Any fights in practice this week?
Oh, no fights. Very many fights, probably since training camp. That's every year, so not yet, but heck, man, we need to start a couple.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. Back in the day, it was normally either Runyon or who else was a good fight starter back then?
It was always somebody.
Yeah, it was always somebody on the offensive line and D-line getting it going to sort of get a little energy going back. That's why I thought I'd throw that out there to you. How are you feeling? How's the ankle feeling, man, coming off the game last week?
It's getting better. Really just take a lot of mental reps and try to let it rest. Something with a high ankle just kind of lingers. So just take as much mental reps as I can and get ready for Sunday. So that's kind of what I've been doing the past few games.
Hey, Lane, Doug, during one of his press conferences, might have been the day after the game, might have been Monday, he had talked about winning on Sunday by winning in practice on Wednesday and Thursday. That's really where you set your table for how you guys look on Sunday. What did he mean by that? Did he mean that you guys haven't looked good in practice on Wednesdays and Thursdays? And do you agree with that assessment?
I think that we have looked good. I think a lot of what we're talking about is there's lapses, I think. Maybe there's some lapses in practice, a certain drill. And it's kind of been the theme, I guess, of the year so far. Is always, really one or two plays away from being a really good team with a good record right now and being where we're at. So I think that's kind of what he meant by that. That was it.
Do you feel deep down, Lane, and starting with yourself, but when you look at this team, you've been around here long enough, man, you got a good your finger on the pulse of this team. You guys feel like you guys can still win this division?
Yeah, I think, everything's in front of us as far as with, division opponents. The Redskins are up with a game, maybe a game and a half. Mm-hmm. This one, as it looks right now, there's been plenty of teams make the playoffs, in tough situations. So, we dug ourselves in a hole. We got to get out of it. I think we have the ability and the talent to get over it. And it's just really about us clicking and finishing, finishing for 60 minutes and not 45. So, that's that.
Lane Johnson brought to you by Bud Light. What are you doing for the Eagles-Jacksonville game in London to enjoy the camera and John Ritchie at Fingers, Wings, and Other Things in Conshohocken for the Bud Light Facebook Live pregame show that starts at 7:30. Details are at 94wip.com/Philly. Lane, your family over there with you? Did you go solo or did you bring the family over with you?
Just solo. Because my kids are, or my son's in school, so they just stay over. But they'll be watching, I guess what time does it start there? 9:30?
9:30.
Yeah, they'll be ready for it on Sunday.
What about that time difference? I'm figuring right now you guys are just kind of on a whirlwind, and then you're going to get some sleep tonight and then wake up tomorrow and be at it. But you're going to be playing essentially at 9:30 East Coast time. You think that stuff affects you? Jacksonville's done it many times before, you guys haven't. You think it affects you in a game?
I mean, it's probably, a little bit goes to it. I think the main thing is probably staying hydrated. That plane ride over here, we're sleeping, and just got to stay on top of that. I think that, then try to catch up on sleep. But, there's only so much you can do, so much you can control, just try to deal with it the best you can. There's, been lots of teams that do this week in, week out. Got to go along with the process.
All right, man, you're going up against one of the better defenses in the league, even though they aren't playing at the same level they played in the past, particularly over the recent weeks. Talk to us a little bit about the matchup that you're going to have and sort of what you guys need to do offensively in order to come out of this game victorious.
Yeah, so this is probably the best defensive front, as far as what there is in the league. You got Yannick, he's probably the most explosive guy in the league, one of them. Calais there in the middle, him and Marcel Darius. And then you have Dante Fowler out there on the edge. So they do a good job of creating pressure on the quarterback. They've done it for several years now. Also, they have a great secondary. Linebacker, of course, pretty solid. It's just, I think they're not as clicking maybe on all cylinders like they were last year before his ability. You see it just flashing all over the tape. So, it'll probably be the toughest challenge for us up front, good on good. But, in this position, you got to be ready for a good fight like we were talking about earlier. So that's where we're at.
I look at that defense going up against this offense, and the one thing that sort of concerns me is our running game going up against those speed linebackers, especially a guy like, Telvin Smith, these guys that, he's a little smaller, so he sometimes get under offensive linemen and a little bit difficult of a target to get a good hit on. Their linebackers, they flow to the ball pretty good, right?
Yep, Miles Jack and Miles Jack. Smith.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they're pretty slippery. As far as trying to get to the second level, they do a good job of, out running, creating odd angles. And then they're also able to pressure the quarterback as well. So, overall, it's probably the best defensive unit that we've seen, for his ability in the NFL. And so, we know what we got ahead of us. It's not an easy task. So I think it's going to go down to, who wants it more. I think both teams are in a desperate situation. So that's why we go play the game on Sunday. Why such a great game.
All right, Lane, get some sleep, man. Good luck Sunday. Talk to you next week. Be good.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, brother.
There he is, Lano. We might have kept him up. He should have been sleeping.
Oh, yeah, he probably was like, man, I still got to do this damn radio interview.
Yep. You know how it is, Ike.
Yeah, big man. He definitely wants to get into bed.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to get my sleep. Yeah, I've been cramped up on a plane all night.
Yeah, you never think about it. Like, Lane, the last time we did a player's lounge, me standing next to him is almost, you take a picture, it's not embarrassing, it's just, it's funny, because he's so much bigger than me.
Yeah.
And I picture my little body on the plane, and I'm like, this is so uncomfortable. He's damn 6'8", 350.
Right.
On a plane, and he's on the same plane I am. Nicer seats, I'm sure.
Well, imagine how Lodi Nada feels.
No, he might.
Join my lot at this. He used to do those flights to Australia to go home.
No, those dudes get their own role, man.
Yeah, they do. Is that what you do?
Oh, yeah. Well, Jordan's a rookie, so they may have told him to go sit next to Chance Wormack.
Wait, here's my question, Ike. I've always wondered this. How do they decide who gets the first class seats? Because it's a charter, and I assume they have first class seats.
Yeah. It's called being a coach or part of front office.
That's who sits there, and then yeah, the players,
so players don't, like Carson yeah. doesn't get there.
No, players don't sit in first class. No.
Well, who was sitting next to Jeffrey Lurie crying?
That was DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco,
yes,
that's right.
Yes.
Chip's mean to me.
Yeah, yeah. That's another reason players didn't like him, because he thought he was all right to go up there and sit in first class. Now, I will tell you this. Andy used to have, was it Andy or was it Jim Moore? It may have been Andy. Every once in a while, somebody would get invited up to first class.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of as a bonus yeah, for doing
like
a, something.
Like, yeah,
or...
like a reward, yeah.
Even though you're the only player doing it and guys are throwing stuff at you because, oh, look at Mr. Special, right. Special Pants going up there.
Well, no, here's the thing, right? So you get the coaches, front office. I would imagine coaches brought their wives on this trip.
Yeah, sure.
So you probably
yeah.
got them up there in that area. And then the middle part would be like assistant coaches. I'm sorry, the first class is like your coordinator, the head
yeah,
coach.
You get position coaches, yeah. interns.
Yeah, camera people, all right. that stuff. In the middle part, and players typically like to be in the back.
Right.
So we'll take over the back of the plane.
Right.
You know, you tend to send young guys. You're too young to be back here. You can't sit back
yeah,
here.
Sure. It's like the school bus.
I remember Irvin Fryer kicked me out of the back of the plane.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Irv?
Man, I was back there making noise as a rookie. You know, he was like, Ike, if you don't take your butt up to the front of the plane, I'm trying to sleep. You know, he was back because he's the OG on the plane.
Sure.
So he gets the last row to himself. Like, don't sit in Irv's
seat. He was late 30s at that
yes,
point, right?
Yes, yes. And so Irv liked to sleep. Whether you're on your way to the game or you're on your way back. You know,
he's chilling.
He wants it quiet and sleep. Well, we couldn't. You know, I love you, Irv, if you're out there listening. Well, when you retired or when you left, we took over the back plane.
Is that all it took?
Oh, man. He was the only OG.
There was no veteran left.
He was the only OG back there. Yeah.
And you're back there yelling and
oh,
laughing
man.
And
me,
making fun of Hollis'
trade,
suit.
Dudes, Hollis, yeah, we trade. I mean, Trot. Yeah, we went crazy back there. Like, Dawg and them wouldn't even sit back there.
Of course not.
Yeah, they didn't want to be bothered.
Dawg, nah, man.
Yeah, Dawg, Troy, they didn't want to be bothered with us.
No. Troy has a ledger out. He's filling out a ledger.
Yes.
Dawg's listening to smooth jazz on his headphones.
Yes.
And you're back there making fun of people.
We're back there shooting dice, playing cards.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.